What's up, family? BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV 50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio. Back on the Boss Man. So somebody you know in Georgia very well, G.G. Smith, the head coach of the High Point out of the Big South Conference over in High Point, North Carolina. Coach, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a great summer so far.
No doubt, man. How's it feel to be back in the head chair, man? I know you had that chair previously, but now you're back in it, man. How's it feel once more, man?
Well, it feels good. It's not, you don't get really get a second opportunity to be a head coach in this business. So I'm definitely going to take advantage of it this time around for sure.
No doubt. Now, we know your dad's very famous and a very great coach, great person. Let me ask you this. At what point in your career playing ball, been around your dad, you want to get into coaching, man?
Well, growing up, I always told my parents I didn't want to get into coaching. And obviously, not listening to my parents, I got into coaching. But I pretty much knew I wanted to get into coaching probably my sophomore or junior year when I was playing at Georgia. I knew I wanted to be a college basketball coach. And, I'm watching my dad and my mom over the years, and the game has been good to us as a family, and something that I want to get into, and hopefully I'll be a little bit halfway successful as he's been.
No doubt. Let me ask you this, GG. What's the difference? How's the game changed, in your opinion, from the 90s to now when you played? Because I feel like it's faster, more spread out now, more five out, less having a too big look now.
It has definitely changed since I played back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Back then it was, you always played traditionally with two bigs. That's the way we played at Georgia. We played a motion offense. We want to throw the ball inside. Obviously, the last 5 to 8 years, the game has changed a little bit, and the Warriors has something to do with that. Teams are playing a lot more five out. They're not really even playing a traditional big. Sometimes, they're a 5 man is like a power forward. Everything's gone, positionless, and everybody can shoot the ball. So that's the way. That's definitely the way the game changed. Usually, back then it was like two or three shooters. Now, like all five guys can shoot the ball and stretch the floor.
No doubt, no doubt, man. Let me ask you this as well, GG. I'll tell you this, man. I was a co-host at one time. I was prepared. I was going to have my own gig and run my own show. So how'd you kind of prepare to become a head coach when you was an assistant coach and coming up the ranks, man?
Well, I've been fortunate to work with a lot of great head coaches, starting with, Jeff Burkhammer, back in Armstrong Atlantic State, Mike Sutton at Tennessee Tech when he first got the job back then, Bill Nelson at Johns Hopkins, and Jimmy Patsos at Loyola Maryland, I worked for a long time, and obviously my dad. So you work for those type of people. You kind of gather information from all four or five of them and try to devise your own philosophy and your own plan. And so I was very fortunate to get some good advice and work with some great people that has helped me to be a head coach.
Now, I went to Tennessee State, so tell me about that, going Gentry Center. How was that environment when you went down from Tennessee, Cookville, to come down and play in Nashville, TSU, man?
Yeah, I was only there at Tennessee Tech for 1 year. We went down to Tennessee State. They were in our conference. We also coached there as an assistant back when and at Loyola Maryland, when Robert Covington was there, and we beat them in overtime, like with the old bracket buster type thing. But yeah, man, Tennessee State was a great atmosphere. It was wild in there. It was fun. We actually won, so we're pretty happy.
I'm not surprised back then.
They weren't as talented. You know, Coach Penny's doing a great job there. And I know their assistant Russ really well there. So we actually might actually play them later on this year in a little NTE. So we'll see.
No doubt, no doubt. Let's get you, GG, for your program, man, taking over. What are the core values you want to instill in your young men each day when they come in to work to represent the Panthers, man, each day, brother?
Nothing. We just want to, you know, our guys to come in, and we just want our guys to be great people. We want them to work hard, you know, a lot of positive energy. You know, just be good people and be great representative of our program, be great representatives of High Point University. We have a great campus. We had a great new facility. We want guys that want to be here and guys that are going to, you know, represent us and their families and our university.
Now, the Big South is, to me, is getting better. I know you're losing Hampton and my man Will Jones, who's a GA at Tennessee State when I was there. That's how long ago he's a GA back then, acting crazy as still as he was back in the day. But the Big South is league, man. Talk about how it's gotten better top to bottom, man.
Well, it's been a lot of transitions. It's been a lot of movement. Obviously, Hampton and A&T are leaving the conference. Hampton was here only for 4 years, and A&T was only here for a year, and they got out. But, you know, obviously the cream of the crop, our league, has always been Winthrop. They have kind of set the tone the last 10 to 15 years, and they're always having a great program. Longwood had a great season last year. Asheville's going to be trending up. Garden Webb has always been really good. But, you know, we're trying to get there. We're trying to slowly, but we're figuring it out. But this is a great conference. Rapid has been really, really good since the last few years with Mike Jones, but he left last year. But, yeah, we lost a lot of talent. We lost a lot of guys to the portal. A lot of transfers in this league, but we have a couple key pieces coming back, I think, to make this league really strong next year.
Now, on summer one and summer two, how much are you balancing in individual player development versus putting in schemes for September right now?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard because you don't want to put in too much. Obviously, the summer is all about individual improvements. We do a lot of individual workout. So we do we're allowed 4 hours a week. We do about 3 hours of individual work. Then, you know, we have a 1 hour team stuff. We don't want to do a whole lot of teams things this part of the summer. We want guys to get better individually, improve their shooting, improve their quickness, improve their strength individually. And then hopefully come fall, we'll put a lot of team stuff and put a lot of our team philosophies in.
And you said something really important, Gigi, about strength, because I feel like that part overlooked by fans, because that's how guys get in shape now and be having the stamina to get through the whole year, a long year college basketball. It's advanced 2 semesters. So putting the work down in the gym now will help you getting injured down the road, hopefully come November, December, January, and the dog days coming up there for you guys.
Yeah, our strength coach, Will Sullivan, he does a great job. It's also about recovery. You know, we do a good job of, you know, having guys stretch before and after workouts. And you know, we spend a lot of time, you know, we were just as intense in the weight room as we're all on the basketball court. And I think that's really important, especially nowadays, you know, with the grind of a season. You know, you're going through the summer and you're going September, you're going all the way to March. Hopefully you're playing in late March. It's a long season. So you definitely need to be strong. You need to be in the best shape possible to make sure you guys are playing well towards it in late March.
No doubt. And let me ask you this about recruiting a little bit. You know, with the portal now, you can get guys who are grad transfers, international guys, JUCO guys, or one-year players. So how are you kind of approaching this portal and trying to build your program the right way and still have some stability on the back end of it as well?
Well, it's different. It's changed a bunch. You know, the days of, you know, bringing in 4 or 5 freshmen, it's kind of over because, you know, with today's transfer, you know, statistically, you're going to lose 3 or 4 guys. It's just the way it is. And we've gotten a couple of guys from the portal. We've lost a couple of guys to the portal the last couple of years. So, you know, recruiting guys in the late spring or sometimes in the early summer is going to be kind of what realistic. That's what's going to happen is because, you know, if you're having a guy that's averaging 20 points a game, you can't really replace a freshman. You have to go out, go find an experienced guy, experienced player to fill that gap right away, whether it be JUCO or transfer or grad transfer. So that's kind of where recruiting has changed. But, you know, we're trying to figure it out. This whole COVID and NIL and the transfer portal thing has all hit us all once last year or two. So it's really made it difficult. But we'll figure out. We'll navigate it somehow.
And you're in a great area to recruit from. The Carolinas, you're close to Georgia, get down to Florida, the Virginia area. So talk about where you're at, drawing a circle around 200 miles and finding all the talent you want to find.
Well, obviously, yeah, we definitely want to recruit the state. We're right in the middle of North Carolina. We are a basketball state. Wake Forest is right down the road. NC State, Duke, and Carolina are right down the road, right down 40. So we really have a good passion for basketball around this area. So here at High Point, we're just trying to get to that next tier. We want to make this a place to be for basketball, be exciting, and recruit some of the great. There's a lot of great talent, a lot of great high school coaches here in the state, and that's always going to be our priority here at High Point.
I want to ask you about Georgia basketball too, because I feel like the AAU ball here is so high quality. So is the high school coaching as well. And you get a guy from Georgia, as you know, man, you can play pretty much play those young men because they're so well coached. Their IQs are higher than most states around the South for us being their basketball acumen.
Yeah, we're down in Georgia all the time recruiting. I mean, it's a great state. Like North Carolina, a lot of great high school coaches, a lot of great athletes. I know football is really big. You know, shout out to the Georgia Dogs finally winning the championship. This year we're good. That was always fun. But yeah, we're always, Georgia's a great state, especially that whole Atlanta area, Pacific schools that it's always good just to come down there and recruit kids.
No doubt, man. Let me ask you this about non-conference scheduling. I know a lot of games probably done for you already, but how do you see yourself going about scheduling those games of going forward, man?
Well, we want to, obviously your non-conference schedule is all about, getting ready for the conference season. And, this year we've got a couple big schools we're going to play. But we just want to play teams that are kind of favorable, that are even to you, like the Woffords and the Furmans. We have a, contract with UNC Wilmington. So we're trying to keep it local, playing some really good mid-major teams. And at the same time, got a little MTE that we're playing out at UNLV and we're playing out in California. So it's all about just keeping it balanced and just preparing for league play because non-conference skill, just trying to find out who you are, trying to identify what your team is and what you need to improve on, what you're doing well. So the non-conference skill is really important for us to going into conference play.
That's one for you, man. I know my side job has been a foodie as well. So I'm going to ask you, what's some nice food spots to get when we come to High Point and watch you guys play, man?
Oh, man, there's a bunch of spots. We got a place that we like to go to, a little barbecue spot down the road, Sweet Old Bill's. They help us out here a lot at High Point, but that's kind of the go-to spot that's just close to campus. So when you can come to town, we'll take you to Sweet Old Bill's. We'll get you some good North Carolina barbecue.
I love barbecue, man. I'm a show with a man, a real man, so it fits right into what I like, brother.
I got you.
Hey, man, it's fun to catch up with you, man. We'll do this again real soon. And I was going to give you my number. I was going to say in contact when coming out to the Hawks games, man. Bring some of your staff as well. And enjoy yourselves down here, man.
I mean, I appreciate it, Bossman. Thanks.
Anything, brother. What's up, family? Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league from the MLB, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. Bet Online continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to Bet Online today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50, BLEAV50, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts, who's a proud sponsor of the Boss Man Show on your radio.